Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, hello. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, America. Happy birthday, the U.S. of A, America the Beautiful. And thank you, my Canadian friends and worldwide friends, UK friends, Australian friends, friends from around the world for wishing us personally, directly, wishing me, us a happy 4th of July. And it's definitely a very happy Independence Day in the state of Mississippi. And those of you that love America and love the Deep South and love the state of Mississippi, because the Mississippi state flag, there are some that are upset and disappointed, but then there are many that are happy that our old state flag that I've grown up 51 years, born and raised here in Mississippi, spending much of my upbringing in the state of Lone Star State of Texas, many of you all know. But the flag with the Confederate emblem has been dethroned. It has been retired, and new flag ideas will be submitted in September, and in November and early part of 2021, it will be decided on a flag that that symbolizes unity for all, that's what we're aiming at. In God we trust. It will definitely will be mandatory on the flag design, and nothing that represents the Confederacy it should not be a part of the design also. But it is Independence Day. It is the 4th of July. It started off sunny here in the Deep South in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi. But it's rainy, but it's still a beautiful day. And again, thank you all for those that are celebrating worldwide, soldiers, those that are military, those that are working abroad, those that are traveling abroad. Because even in the midst of COVID-19 and coronavirus, people still are living their lives, and our military is still protecting us and serving the country. And we know that you're celebrating wherever you are and whatever you're doing. So definitely sending much love. I'm looking at some of the headlines, some of the like real-time headlines that are happening right now. So if you do call in, I will be back, where I can see the screen in about 15 minutes. We're going to, share some important points that's going on. First of all, I dedicate this show, this podcast, to my late aunt. Y'all have heard me talk about my late aunt, my aunt, who's at a nursing home. She passed away on Tuesday. So I will dedicate this program to my late aunt, who loved patriotic holidays. Ironically, she passed away when she was like the historian of the family. She passed away on the day that the flag was retired. And I have shared pictures and videos. I didn't know that would be the day that the flag would be retired. But as I was downtown that day, running errands and handling business, I love to take pictures of Jacksonville is beautiful. And now maybe some of you all that were like just coming to the state of Mississippi or doing business in Mississippi just because of that flag, please come and enjoy the tourism and travel, check out the museums and the beautiful architecture and the casinos and the parks. And it is a beautiful state if you've never been here. And I recommend everyone should visit the state of Mississippi. Really, I would like to visit every state. I know many of you have. I would love to get in a motorhome or RV and just visit every capital, and then, you know, fly to or cruise to Hawaii and even visit Alaska. I heard Alaska is just so beautiful. My friends have lived there and been in military there. But one headline is saying that some Americans mark 4th of July protests. As Americans celebrate Independence Day, this is from Jay Kraft, MSN. As Americans celebrate an Independence Day like no other on today, some are practicing their First Amendment rights by demonstrating about racism, police brutality, and President Donald Trump. And I had just read a headline, too. As I mentioned, our president, I read that he is self-isolating right now, that he tested negative for COVID-19, but he is self-isolating right now. Protests from a group called Refuse Fascism were planned for the day in Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco, Seattle, and our capital, Washington, D.C. It would be a familiar scene since protests have taken place in just about every major city in the country since the death of George Floyd while in Minneapolis police custody in April. About 50 protesters holding Defund the Police and Black Lives Matter signs marched on Dell Mabry Highway and blocked traffic today in Tampa, Florida, police said. A lot has been happening in Tampa, Florida. Videos posted on social media corroborated an official statement by Tampa Police spokeswoman Vanessa Nettingham. In Pittsburgh, counter-protesters showed up at a boat parade that was being held in support of President Donald Trump. Pittsburgh Public Safety reported no violence, arrests, or injuries at the opposing protest events that lasted just over 2 hours in the Riverwalk area along the Monongahela River. Did I say that right? I hope so. According to its official Twitter page, Trump supporters and counter-protesters were yelling and cursing at each other, but there was no violence, according to Pittsburgh Public Safety, which urged people to avoid the area. That's Mark Cuban's hometown. Protesters did stop, and Brian Cuban and Jeff Cuban, protesters did stop traffic at times, shutting down the Hot Metal Bridge at one point during the protest, according to Pittsburgh Public Safety. Public safety does and will continue to respect everyone's First Amendment rights. However, throwing or dropping objects or suspending signs from bridges is prohibited and result in immediate arrest. Stay safe, everyone. Pittsburgh Public Safety said in a tweet. Now, I thought someone was getting my attention. My apologies. Pittsburgh Public Safety categorized the counter-protest groups as small on its Twitter page and reported several pro-Trump voters on the river but declined to provide an official crowd estimate to CNN. The Trump Team PA, Pennsylvania Political Group, organized the 4th of July Trump boat parade and salute to first responders and promoted the event for several weeks on social media. In Seattle, two women were seriously hurt early Saturday morning when a car drove onto the shoulder of a closed section of Interstate 5 where protesters were standing, police said. The suspect in what is being called a tragic accident is now in custody and facing multiple felony charges, said Captain Ron Mead of Washington State Patrol during a press briefing. So those are like different events that's going on in regards to protests happening in America. And this, when 4th of July arrived, summer has definitely arrived. Summer might have officially arrived a couple weeks ago, but it is officially here when we celebrate America's birthday. And here's something from Matthew McConaughey. Time to Kill. It was filmed right here in Canton, Mississippi. It was one of his first major films. Washa Ali with USA Today mentions some things that Matthew McConaughey have been talking about. Growing pains are good, Matthew McConaughey calls on to America to reflect. Other celebs criticize July 4th holiday. And then there's an article about the president opening up 4th of July weekend with fireworks at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. The 4th of July holiday is usually filled with an air of joyous celebration, another reason to bring out the grill and have a great time with friends and family. But this year, some stars like Matthew McConaughey, Wale, and Madonna are urging people to look critically at the holiday. In light of Black Lives Matter protests and the coronavirus pandemic, that has disproportionately impacted communities of color. June 10th has been raised as the country's Independence Day, as it commemorates when all enslaved people were free. Many agree that 4th of July is a hypocritical celebration of freedom. We refuse to celebrate July 4th, protesters say. Not all Americans are free. In a Twitter video, which I need to watch, McConaughey donning a red, white, and blue bandana wished the United States a happy 244th birthday and acknowledged the growing pains that have marked 2020. Hence the name of the show, and my apologies, it didn't broadcast on yesterday, but, you know, I've been doing a series, and this is the second installment of America's Truth Unveiled, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so we have a lot of good truth. We have a lot of bad truths, and we have a lot of ugly truths. And thank God, you know, by retiring that the longtime Mississippi State flag with the Confederate emblems on it, that is part of righting a wrong. So it's throughout American history. I'm a history buff. Many of you, even if you're not a history buff, you know what you're going through. We know what we're going through now. And what we have studied in history, if it's formally or informally, we know that a lot of things are missing in history. And so it's always been important to go out on our own and self-educate ourselves on some things that are not included in our history books and in our teachings. So to go on, we're going through some growing pains in this one area. McConaughey says, we're going through some growing pains in this one, aren't we? It is hotter in more ways than one. But growing pains are a good thing, because how else are we going to grow up, McConaughey said. The 50-year-old actor encouraged people to reflect and ask themselves how they can be better whether it comes to being fair or wearing a mask. And sending much love out to the state of Texas. And much love out to the state of Mississippi and all states that are experiencing spikes. Mandatory to wear a mask here in the state of Mississippi and in Jackson. Mandatory in Texas now. And now Dallas, I read a tweet from the mayor Eric Johnson this morning, where they're back to practicing the 10 and under gathering. And, you know, on Sunday, I went to a birthday gathering, invited to a gathering today, a small gathering, but I went to a birthday gathering, and social distancing was practiced. We had masks on, because you all know I have been really practicing. And when I was under quarantine, I wanted to go to an event, but because I was on tour quarantine, I couldn't go to like a peace rally where social distancing was being practiced. But let me continue. We can individually make these changes. That's how we make a collective change. That's how we get to the next year's birthday and birthdays beyond that. And we start partying again, looking around and saying, oh, yeah, we always got work to do. We never arrive, but we improve, McConaughey said in a video. So I got to check it out. It's on Twitter. It's within this article, too, on USA Today. But former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger shared a video message of hope amid the coronavirus pandemic, protests calling for racial equality and loss of jobs. Happy birthday, America. Thank you for letting me live the American dream, something that we talk about often. And also, as we do mention the American dream, and, you know, that's something that Sean Alexander Hamilton and I, author and self-publisher, discussed. And so his part three of our discussion will continue on Wednesday. When and Wednesday we will continue talking. But McConaughey goes to say, thank you for letting me live the American dream. We must fight every day to make sure that dream is it true for a black child born in Minneapolis as it was for a white bodybuilder born in Austria, he captioned in his video. How can I do better as a white man, Matthew McConaughey talks about race with Emmanuel Acho. Madonna shared a video of actor David Diggs asking, what to my people is the 4th of July? My people who have failed every day by every country. The video showed images and clips of black pain and black joy, including a kneeling Colin Kaepernick and footage of police brutality. The 4th of July is a lie. Madonna captioned the video. Grammy-nominated rapper Wale also tweeted that today was not a holiday and called out institutions for being performative. Performative bare minimum give us everything but what needs to be done. We getting killed in broad daylight. I'm reading it the way it's written. We getting killed in broad daylight and they pander us with things nobody asked for. 401 years of guilt is eating away at folks, Tenor, Elijah, Brianna, George, etc. Because cartoon voice acting is the problem, he wrote. And it's showing a picture of Kanye West, Tiffany Haddish, Michael B. Jordan, and more stars attending George Floyd protests. And Common has a T-shirt stating, "Know My Rights." So that's some celebrity news when it comes to, and that's from USA Today. Let's give them credit. That's some celeb news regarding those that are like very patriotic regarding today. And I'm very patriotic when it comes to 4th of July. And to me, 4th of July is even more special now with the retirement of the state of Mississippi's flag with the Confederate emblem on it. Something that Cousin Linda, that you guys know, that have been and will be returning to the show again as a guest co-host, mentioned, it's please excuse the background, mentioned before. I'm on live doing my show, like my Cousin Linda mentioned to me sometimes when I do mention when the our founding fathers. And being a civil rights pioneer herself as a preteen, she marched with Medgar Evers. And she would bring to my attention, well, you got to remember when the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, a lot of those documents were drafted, blacks, African Americans were not even considered human at that time. And, America the Beautiful, America the Great, America the Beautiful. Give me my rock. Yes, it is. I got it up the driveway. I got it up the driveway. Thank you. You should paint it for me. You should paint it. My apologies. Having fun with my niece. You should paint it for me. You will? Okay. Oh, my apologies. Talking with my niece. Okay. So back to and so that was the end of that article with USA Today. and that was the article from USA Today. But you know another big thing that I don't know, the pandemic and everything that we're dealing with, but shopping. 4th of July, and you know, I love to shop, and then also my background. My background is in retail, and I work as a mystery shopper too. And so 4th of July sales, that's a big topic too today, regardless of pandemic or what we're dealing with. The 4th of July sales must go on, right, in store and online. So that's something else. If you're, many of you are social media friends with me, all of you are. So I have posted some fun, like, watch parties and articles in regards to 4th of July from all aspects, not just history, but the fun of 4th of July parties and food and gatherings and, of course, celebrating safely. During this holiday weekend, also. So I'm gonna head to the studio in case someone, because 15 minutes I'm sure has gone by. In case someone has called in during this Saturday evening broadcast, I just tried to host one of those Facebook room events, and any of you that have successfully, Mark Zuckerberg, show us a demonstration, I think there is a section I probably should study first, but I know about a month and a half ago, my nephew sent me like an invite, and another friend sent me an invite to a room, and I love the commercials, and some people compare it to Zoom, and so I had like a lunch club room event created, but I still need to be schooled on successfully hosting one of those Facebook room messenger events. So somebody school me, Mark Zuckerberg, put us up, like those of us that need the step-by-step way of to do one productively, please. How many of you loved it when Facebook went on that tour? They stopped in Jackson, Mississippi. And I attended 2 days, and I definitely enjoyed learning so much about how to effectively network and socially influence on Facebook and on Instagram. So it was so amazing to have executives that actually work in the offices to come out in the field and talk with so many of us. So they were at the JSU, the Jackson State University E Center, on Raymond Road here in Jackson, Mississippi, when they did that tour, and it was just an awesome experience. So here's a PSA, and I will be right back, and I do not see any calls.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Okay, that was a PSA from IRS. And deadline is July 15th. But those of you that have not met yet, I'm still waiting for a refund check, and talk to the tax preparer, and she's like, and then I even checked the IRS finally, so it has been processed. But I've seen on the Ronson report that there are people that have filed like at the beginning from day one back in February, January, and still are waiting. And you know, it's time for a second round of stimulus check. But people that have filed, IRS and the powers to be, the essential workers that need to help process, like people that are waiting for their refunds, you know, they need to safely return to work or work remotely. I'm just saying, you know, Jimmy Johnson, because here's some news, and I heard some news right before the show came on. I don't have the name, so I won't say. But Jimmy Johnson says family did everything right before COVID-19 diagnosis. And this article is from the Orlando Sentinel, and this is by Michael Warart, Associated Press. And there's a picture of Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson and his family took every precaution to avoid the coronavirus. But the driver and his wife tested positive to COVID-19 and are now trying to reassure their children while waiting to recover. Indianapolis, Jimmy Johnson and his family took every precaution to avoid coronavirus. They washed their hands frequently, diligently followed the face mask guidelines, and even left their home in Charlotte, North Carolina, for the less densely populated Aspen, Colorado. And yet both Johnson and his wife still tested positive for the virus this week, knocking the seven-time NASCAR champion out of what was expected to be his final Brickyard 400. Johnson is the first NASCAR driver to test positive for the virus that causes COVID-19, and it would end his streak of 663 consecutive Cup starts. It is also temporarily disrupting his family life as he and his wife, Chaney, attempt to quarantine, still raising their two daughters, both girls, tested negative, Johnson said. So definitely sending love out to them and healing. We're being very responsible to our home and trying to self-isolate. But at the same time, we have to parent on top of their fears, Johnson said today by Zoom from Colorado. So we're okay, but for a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old, it's hard. We can't feed them. We're heartbroken to see the fear in their eyes. Johnson was in Indianapolis on Wednesday to test on the Laura simulator. He then flew back to Aspen and was scheduled to return to Indy for Sunday race. He didn't have an inkling anything was wrong until Friday. Chaney Johnson had been experiencing seasonal allergy symptoms in the summer mountain air, and the 40-year-old Johnson was using a routine prescription to treat her own seasonal issues. Chaney Johnson, a mild follower, her husband said, went for a coronavirus test of the allergies. Her results came back positive Friday morning, and Johnson and their daughters immediately went for their own test. It will be very easy right now to get bummed out, said Johnson, who is stepping away from full-time NASCAR racing at the end of the season. If it wasn't for Chaney's diligence to do the right thing, we'll be going on with life as normal, and who knows who could have come in contact with and infected. The good news is doctors believe Johnson's wife already endured the worst of COVID-19. Johnson said, aside from a tickle in his throat, he is asymptomatic. But the ramifications reverberate around the racing community. Johnson said he has spoken with representatives from the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, and Prevention as part of a contact tracing initiative and continues to seek out answers to a litany of questions. One thing he's not certain about is a positive test for antibodies he said he received early in the pandemic. I was warned by my physician then that although I did not test positive for the antibodies, there's a 20% chance that it's incorrect. Johnson said, on top of the fact that they don't know what the antibodies mean still today, I don't know what they mean. Once I clear this and go back into life, I assume I still need to be very cautious and could be reinfected once again. There are just so many questions regarding this virus and what means what, I still don't have clarity. The longer I get into this and the more issues I deal with, the more questions I have. He can't return to racing unless he's free of symptoms and has two negative tests in a 24-hour span. Justin Allgaier will replace Johnson in Hendrick Motorsports number 48. My eyes are seeing double. I think I need glasses. Well, my eye might be just eye strain. I think it's eye strain. I don't think I need glasses. It might be just eye strain. But I do need to get my eyes checked. Number 48 Chevrolet and one team member, the mechanic in charge of Justin's cockpit, has been quarantined because he's the only Hendrick employee to have come into close contact with the driver. Purely out of a precaution, the interior mechanic was the one person we could identify who had contact with Jimmy or his suit or whatever, said Jeff Andrews, the team's vice president of competition. A new race strategy also may be necessary. Instead of starting fourth, the position Johnson earned in a random draw, Algier will have to drop to the back of the field because of rules regarding driver changes. NASCAR president Steve Phelps said on NBC, what if he's related to Michael Phelps? Are they related? You know, just like when you're talking to somebody, are you related to somebody? The series is hopeful. Johnson can be back by next Sunday at Kentucky Speedway. The series does not test for the coronavirus, and Phelps did not indicate Johnson's positive result would change that. I think the protocols have actually worked really, really well for us, Phelps said in the pre-race show. Obviously, it is unfortunate that Jimmy is going to be out of the car this weekend. I think if you look at the procedures that we have in place and the policies that we have in place, really to protect the drivers, the crews, our own officials, and anyone who is working at the racetrack. The number of positive tests we've had has been so far and few and far between. Johnson is the first NASCAR driver to test positive since the sport resumed in May. Two teams have confirmed that shop-based employees who do not travel to the track have had positive tests. NASCAR granted Johnson a waiver to compete in the playoffs if he qualifies. Johnson is 12th in the standings, 53 points inside the playoff picture. Meanwhile, back at the Mountain Home, adjustments are being made. Johnson plans to watch NASCAR racing on television for the first time since he became a Cup regular in 2002. A potential preview of how retirement may look while trying to figure out how to celebrate the holiday weekend and his older daughter's 10th birthday. We're very scared to be around them and interact with them. Not to mention my oldest has her birthday coming up on the 7th, he said. We're going to be celebrating inside our house, but it's really been tough for our kids to grasp. I'm on my show. Definitely love to he and his wife. In the yes, indeed. So definitely sending prayers and good vibes to everyone. My own family, you know, we've dealt with it, and we all are dealing with it. And so we're dealing with it. You know, we're dealing with it. We're all dealing with it. But let's do our best to slow the spread. Also regarding this, and so I'm going to go to the CDC website to see what is being talked about there on CDC. And you know, there's a self-tester too on the site. There's something going on about outbreak bags, salad mix. Got something going on, COVID, lung injury associated with e-cigarette use or vaping. I've been seeing more people here in Mississippi and Jackson vaping. Friends of mine. Okay, regarding the topic of deciding to go out, what you need to know when you're deciding to go out as we venture out to gatherings and to shop and to work, doctor's appointments and et cetera, et cetera. What you need to know in general, the more closely you interact with others and the longer that interaction, the higher the risk of COVID-19 spread. If you decide to engage in public activities and continue to protect yourself by practicing everyday preventive actions, keep these items on hand when venturing out. A cloth face covering. the city of Jackson mayor, Mayor Lumumba, made it mandatory on Thursday that if you might be given a citation if you're seen without a mask on. I think the citation was like $500. I seen him right after he made that announcement on Tuesday, the day my aunt passed. I was eating the Subway at the Region Building downtown before taking care of an important errand. And I'm sitting down eating a sandwich. I had my mask taken off. And here comes the mayor, Mayor Lumumba, who I'm, you know, I was friends with his father, and I support him and everything, and he and his wife and his family, the first lady. And so here come he and two of his staffers. And I look around, and I'm like, hello to them. And the reason I don't have my mask on is because I'm eating lunch, Mayor. And he gave me the thumbs up and everything. And I always say, I love you. And he says, likewise. But, you know, unless you have absolute reason not to have your mask on, the way I'm Mayor looking at it is, you know, you got to have your mask on. We got to close the spread. The governor has the same stance also. And regarding social distancing. Also, remain 6 feet away from people when you're in public places, even when you're at personal, if you're regarding your personal space. And if I can do it, anybody can do it, as much as I hug and, you know, I'm one of those people that kiss on the cheek and shake hands and all that good stuff. So if I can practice it, you definitely can. Brett Michaels even said that about himself because he missed being out on the road and hugging fans and all. As communities and businesses are opening, you may be looking for, in the state of Mississippi, we're slowing it down, the opening process, too. As communities and businesses are opening, you may be looking for ways to resume some daily activities as safely as possible. Because it breaks my heart that my neighborhood park is not open, but I went to Parham Bridge the other day, but it's not gated, so they opened it back. But the Heiko Park in the North Jackson, it's locked. As communities and businesses are opening, you may be looking for ways to resume some daily activities as safely as possible. And this is from CDC.gov, which I often share. While there is no way to ensure zero risk of infection, it is important to understand potential risk and how to adopt different types of prevention measures to protect yourself and to help reduce the spread of COVID-19. As a reminder, if you have COVID-19, have symptoms consistent with COVID-19, or have been in close contact with someone who has COVID-19, it is important to stay home and away from other people. When you can leave home and be around others depends on different factors but different situations. And so you follow CDC's recommendations for your circumstances, and they have a section for that. And like I said before, my love, Terry and I, we've been following this since Wuhan, and we're just, like many of you, we are just amazed with the spike that's happening. But let me continue this because I hope I have time, because it's a 45-minute show today. Might have like an extra 10 minutes to do. But I want to say something about the country that I didn't know, kind of had the secret, and I posted on my social media. So when I'm finished sharing this, I hope I have time to talk about Vietnam. They said Vietnam kept the spread under control, being right across from Wuhan, China. So if I don't have time to talk about it, you all check out my social media and check it out. Google it. And for some reason, Vietnam kept it under control. Number one, they said because they canceled all flights early on from Wuhan, China. That's number one reason why they kept it unmanaged. Let me finish this. In general, the more closely you interact with others, and the longer that interaction, the higher the risk of COVID-19 spread. So think about it. How many people will you interact with? Interacting with more people raises your risk. Being in a group with people who aren't social distancing or wearing cloth face coverings increases your risk. Engaging with new people, example, those who don't live with you, also raises risk. Some people have the virus and don't have any symptoms. It is not known how often people without symptoms can transmit the virus to others. Can you keep 6 feet of space between you. And 90 seconds, after 90 seconds, no calls can come through. Can you keep 6 feet of space between you and others? Will you be outdoors or indoors? The closer you are to other people who may be infected, the greater your risk of getting sick. Keeping distance from other people is especially important for people who have an increased risk for severe illness. Indoor spaces are more risky than outdoor spaces, where it might be harder to keep people apart and there's less ventilation. What's the length of time that you would be interacting with people? Spend more time with people who may be infected increases your risk of becoming infected. Spending more time with people increases their risk of becoming infected if there's any chance that you may already be infected. What to consider before you go? Asking these questions can help determine your level of risk. Is COVID-19 spreading in my community? And then there's a section, find out by viewing the latest COVID-19 information and the map of states with reported COVID-19 infections. Okay, what are the local orders in my community? Review updates from your local health department. A big shout out to the Mississippi Department of Health also to better understand the situation in your community and what local orders are in place in your community. Also, find out about school closures, businesses, reopenings, and stay-at-home orders in your state. Also, ask yourself, will my activity put me in close contact with others? Practice social distancing. Because COVID-19 spreads mainly among people who are in close contact with others. I know here in the state of Mississippi, Dr. Thompson Dobbs used examples of, and the governor, used examples of, like, one person was asymptomatic at a card game party. And at the birthday party I attended, you know, we were in and outdoors, but we practiced social distancing, and many of us had on masks, and, you know, people were playing cards, we were dancing, we were eating, we were just having a good time. And then we were invited together in the day, too. It would be just a small group. Dr. Thomas Dobbs and the governor both talked about examples where at a funeral, a person was asymptomatic, and then many other people became ill after attending the funeral and called coronavirus. There was a card game party where someone didn't know they had it or it was asymptomatic, and many people from the card game caught it. So it's important to social distance and have a mask on, even, you know. So you ask yourself, will my activity put me in close contact with others? Practice social distancing because COVID-19 spreads mainly among people who are in close contact with others. It's important that you and the people around you wear a cloth face covering when in public, and particularly when it's difficult to stay 6 feet away from others consistently. Choose outdoor activities and places where it's easy to stay 6 feet apart, like parks and open-air facilities. Look for physical barriers like plexiglass screens or modify layouts to help you keep your distance from others. Use visual, many of my favorite stores and businesses have their plexi up. Use visual reminders like signs, chair arrangements, markings on the floor, arrows that remind you to keep your distance from others. Am I at risk for a severe illness? Older adults and people of age who have serious underlying medical conditions might be at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. Or the risk of severe illness is lower for others, everyone faces some risk of illness. Some people have no symptoms, others have mild symptoms, and some get severely ill. Do I live with someone who is at risk for severe illness? That's a high-risk person. If you live with older adults or someone with certain underlying medical conditions, then you and all family members should take extra precautions to minimize risk. Learn more about what you can do if you or any members of your family are at higher risk of severe illnesses from COVID-19. Do I practice everyday preventive actions? Continue to protect yourself by practicing everyday preventive actions, like monitoring yourself for symptoms, not touching your face with unwashed hands, washing your hands often, social distancing, disinfecting services, wearing cloth face covers, and staying home if you're sick. Will I have to share my items, equipment, or tools with other people? Choose places where there's a limited sharing of terms and where any items that are shared are thoroughly cleaned and disinfected between uses. You can also choose to visit places that share posts or announce that they have increased cleaning and disinfection to protect others from COVID-19. Will I need to take public transportation to get to the activity? Public transit can put you in close contact with others. When using public transportation, follow CDC's guidance on how to protect yourself when using transportation. Does my activity require travel to another community? Before considering trips outside your community, consult CDC's travel considerations. If I get sick of COVID-19, will I have to miss work or school? If you're sick with COVID-19, stay home. Also, find out about your work or school, telework, or sick leave policy. Do I know what to do if I get sick? Know the steps to help prevent the spread of COVID if you're sick. And, you know, all that information is right there on the CDC.gov website. If you decide to engage in public activities, continue to protect yourself by practicing everyday preventive actions. If you will be running an errand, follow CDC's running errands considerations. Items have on hand a cloth or covering, tissues, hand sanitizer with at least 50% alcohol if possible. Frequently asked questions. Is it safe to do activities? The risk of an activity depends on many factors, such as, is COVID-19 spreading in your community? Will you have a potential close contact with someone who is sick or who is not wearing a face covering and may be asymptomatic? Are you at increased risk of severe illness? Do you take everyday actions to protect yourself from COVID-19? CDC cannot provide the specific risk level for every activity in every community. That's why it's important for you to consider your own personal situation and the risk for you, your family, and your community before venturing out. What activities are safer? Activities are safer if you can maintain at least 6 feet of space between you and others, because COVID-19 spreads easier between people who are within 6 feet of each other. Indoor spaces with less ventilation, where it might be harder to keep people apart, are more risky than outdoor spaces. Interacting without wearing cloth face coverings also increases your risk. Venture now. Be prepared and stay safe. Get tips to keep you and others safe when you venture out. Running essential errands, doctor visits, and getting medicines, personal and social activities. And click the links. When you're on the website, you click the link below for more information about CDC's considerations and tips for reducing your risk during the COVID-19 pandemic. So protect yourself when using public transportation, which I use. I can't wait to get a new vehicle. But, you know, protect yourself. And when, I must give a shout-out to the mayor. That goes directly under he's over that. And the bus drivers and the transit here in the city of Jackson, they're doing the best they can, and they're doing a good job with enforcing social distancing and requiring a mask and cleanliness of the buses, social distancing from the drivers and also from the passengers. So they're doing a pretty awesome job, and I'm quite sure, you know, I'm familiar with DART in Dallas, so I'm sure DART and other transit systems, rail systems, are doing a great job also. So I must give a shout-out to DART also, where a lot of people park and ride in Dallas. Anyway, some people ditch their cars to save gas and park and ride for leisure, doctor's appointments, and definitely for work, because many times DART and the rail system will take you straight to work where you don't have to be in traffic in the city of in Dallas. But the J-Train here, they're doing a good job, and recently the mayor have introduced like some new buses and then a new system that will be happening. Buses, the roads need to be fixed. So buses, sometimes they just like the cars here, people can fuss about, but they're working on the roads, they're working on the streets and so on. So they need to help get those roads fixed so those buses do not get damaged and won't be breaking down. But a big shout out regarding that. So that's the part about protecting yourself when using public transit. You know, like my friends in New York, the subways and all of that, and in Chicago and just around the world, you all know what's up. And so you know how to encourage those systems that are not being as effective as they should. But we're talking about the CDC. So considerations for youth in summer camp, considerations for institutes of higher education, considerations for youth sports, considerations for schools, considerations for restaurants and bars. Texas had to, the governor, Greg Abbott, had to shut it down again, and our governor is slowing down the process of the reopening of the state. Considerations for pools, hot tubs, and water playgrounds. And then there is an article managing, there's a section regarding managing stress and anxiety, which all of us probably, if we're not dealing with, all of us, I believe, dealing with it, we're not all managing it. We know somebody that need to read it, you know, but that's something that's affecting all of us, I believe. So that's the menu for coronavirus home, your health, community workers, school, healthcare workers, laboratories, health departments, cases, data, surveillance, and more resources. And then your health symptoms, testing, preventing getting sick. If you're sick, daily life is going out. Errands and going out, what I've been talking about, deciding to go out, running errands, using transportation, personal social activities, doctor visits and getting medicines, and I need to reschedule doctor's appointments. Visiting, I know many of you are glad you can have certain surgeries. A friend that called me right before the show said he had a hernia removed or something. Visiting beaches and pools, visiting parks and recreational facilities, caring for children, stress and coping. Funeral guidance, contact tracing, people who need extra precautions, pets and other animals. I try to be careful with my BJ. Travel frequently, ask questions, to receive email updates about COVID-19. When you're on the website, just put in your email address so you can get updates from CDC, because you don't might not have every day to be checking CDC, but sign up for the update so they can go straight to your email address. And then there's also Spanish resources, Spanish communications resources, social media toolkit, infection control, and for frequently asked questions section also. And also, if you have questions, you can call 1-800-232-4636. Information is about CDC, jobs, funding, policy, and so on. And it's 24/7 access, and also on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. I really appreciate you all for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. It's been a blast, and probably broadcast on tomorrow also, and Monday, of course, will be Motivating Money Making Monday, and again on Wednesday will be Winning Wednesday. Winning Wednesday. And author, self-publisher, Sean Alexander Hamilton returns for part three of our discussion, discussing his books and his life and of being an author and a self-publisher. And we encourage you all to call in. And you know the number is 646-787-1578. You know to email me at culturesockinc_beth@yahoo.com, KULTRESHOKENT_beth@yahoo.com. Send your show ideas. You want to be a guest co-host. Your awesome media kit. Many former guests are coming back, have agreed to come back, and looking forward to new friends of the show to come also. And love it when first-time listeners call. So glad to be getting back into the full-fledged format of calling in. And now we can even do Facebook Lives and groups. And then, you know, we have the chat room, so create yourself a Blog Talk Radio profile so you can interact with the hosts and producers here on Blog Talk Radio and come into the chat rooms, and we chit-chat in the chat rooms. But now we can go ahead and do Instagram stories and lives and Facebook lives on certain topics. And, you know, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports have a page. My personal page is Phil, but you can follow me and I can network with you there. And then I have a host of other pages and groups that I've created. And then also I'm a member of, so a big shout out to the James Franco Project Group, the Save Dallas Group, to the Avon community, to all that I effectively network with in person and throughout social media And again, a happy birthday to those of you that are celebrating birthdays. So many birthdays happening. My niece's birthday was yesterday. Again, it was a birthday party on Sunday. My friend Carla Grace had that was awesome. And thank you all for the love you've been sending regarding the loss of our aunt, Mrs. Christine Palmer, who owned Chris Beauty Shop in Jackson, Mississippi. So thank you all. And a big shout out to my love, Terry and his mom in Simpson County here in Mississippi. Just thank you all. You know, we got to keep our heads up in continuing what we're doing. And my apologies for any background interference that you guys might have heard. And just thank you for tuning in. I'm going to conclude the show. I still have Prince on, but I will add new songs. So I thank you all for the songs that you all have sent and those that have okayed me to play their music here on Custom Shock Entertainment Reports. Love it when musicians and bands come on. And I'm going to start sharing more of my writings and poems and songs also with you all and my artistic side. But thank you. Remember, it's an entertainment lifestyle show, so that's why we're able to discuss various topics. And the pandemic and what we're dealing with definitely affects our entertainment and our lifestyle our daily living, our daily lives. So I really appreciate you. Shout out to the top five listening countries in all small towns, small villages, and big light cities. My native USA, UK, Canada, China, and who am I forgetting? I always get tongue-tied. Canada, China, Morocco. Those remain to be the top five listeners. Canada, not Kenya. I think Kenya, not Australia. So those are the top five listening countries that have been listening to Cut the Shock Entertainment Press here on blogtalkradio.com. So thank you to all listeners here in my native Jackson, Mississippi, and also throughout the world, in Texas, and my friends in Minneapolis. You guys know my stance with the police. I'm not for defunding. I'm pro-police, but get the bad ones out. I think it's so amazing how the Seattle Police Department took back their precinct and their police chief. So a big shout-out to those guys and ladies. And a big shout-out to our law enforcement and police department. Bad cops, if you feel you can't do right, you know,